Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm here on my podcast, Tap Into Your Body Confidence, where entrepreneurs unite and share their stories. And before we get into our topic today, I want to introduce you to my colleague, Sharon Shrieky, and she will tell you a little bit about herself, what she's up to, and how to connect with her. Take it away, my friend.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sharon Shrieky, and what I'd love to do is bring people together in all areas of life, in relationships, with children, with in all of our lives. We need to find ways to communicate better, and relationships is my forte. If anybody wants to reach me, you could catch me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's SHARON. SHRIQUI@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Please remember to put podcast in the subject box so I know it's coming from you guys. And Stephanie, tell us, what have you been up to?
Well, you can reach me at Body Awe, BODYAWE, like an awesome. And Sharon knows that I enjoy coaching women entrepreneurs to integrate better business skills into their business and also to enhance their confidence. And I do this with my body knowledge system and my experience owning and creating and managing several profitable businesses. And the topic that Sharon and I would like to talk about is being positive with your body. And when you do this, you enhance your body confidence. So, also, there's a component here. It's about being friends with your body. So, how do you do it? How do you increase your confidence level?
So I'm going to tell you, my background's in relationships, and it works the same way. When we have we need to have a relationship with our body, a great relationship with our body. And so how do we do that? In relationships, we look for the positives in the person we're trying to have a better relationship with. And then we accentuate that and we focus on it. And we think about it when we see that person. And so, this is what I'm getting at. This is how we do it with ourselves. We focus on what we like about ourselves, what's good about us, what's working. And then, the rest of that really blends into the background, but we focus on it. What do you think?
Well, to add on to what you beautifully said is also you brought up the word relationship. I think that is key because not only do you have a relationship with yourself, you know how to have a relationship with other people. At least I hope you're on the track of having good relationships with other people, but you know how to connect. So, what would be the facets of how do you connect with other people and then do the exact same thing with your body? So you start, you name one. How do you
So
connect with others?
you find you well the first thing is finding the good in them, finding the good in them, finding what they're good, what how they enhance your life, how what are their positives. Now, everybody has positives, and sort of making those big, so that when you see that person, you're thinking, wow, he's such a kind person, or she's such a she's so lovely, or whatever it is that you choose about that person. By having those good feelings, it puts the perspective, and it gives us that feeling, okay, I feel good with this person. This is the good. If we're go
So
ahead.
now, what we do is we take that beautiful wisdom that you just shared and we do the same thing with our own body's intelligence. So,
Right.
how do you see the positive with your own body's intelligence? Do you see? Do you see?
Yes, every day, and everybody.
I
We
know, but
have.
how do you see it? Because when we're talking about two people, we're now putting it into a paradigm where How do I be positive with my body? Well, the first thing, I can't help but say it, self-talk. So if I say to myself, "Ooh, what is that on you right now? Ooh, what is that? Why does my face look like that?" Versus, how would you, now looking at your beautiful face, what would you say was positive?
Is I can see. I can see. I can open my eyes in the morning and I can breathe the air. I can stretch my arms. I can run. I'm able to, my body is serving me. It's serviceable. I can talk. I can, see beautiful people every day. I could focus on my.
Okay, so that's number one. Number one. Now, give me something else in a relationship that you know to be true.
So in a relationship, it's the same. If it's something physical, I would say I see my husband, let's say, and I say, his shoulders are so big. It's such an attractive quality. I could look at him and I could say, oh, his stomach is sagging. This is happening. But if I focus on an area that I find attractive, I train my eye to see the good. Training your eye to see the good in yourself is so that when I look in the mirror, I
Okay,
don't
let
see.
me pause you here, Sharon. There's never a time when you look at your husband and you go,
There is.
what's going on here, honey? No, you never do that. Tell me.
No, I do it, but then
No,
I realize.
let's stay with this for a minute. Give
Okay.
me an example, because you did the big shoulder bit. Okay, I get that. And he's probably like this thin, right? But oh, your shoulders are gorgeous. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, I'm saying like,
So, Sharon, go with me on this.
okay.
Play. We like to play.
All right.
Give me a time when you kind of find him not to be so adorable.
Right. So there are times, but then I
Give
say,
me an
listen,
example.
all right, like getting up in the morning and scratching his butt, or whatever. There are moments, but guess what? You know what?
Oh, but you turn that around. Oh, yeah.
Around because then I look at his shoulders and I go, wow, this
Okay,
guy
so you just
carries
you
on
change.
his
Okay,
shoulder.
now let's go back to the relationship with your body, your body's
Yeah.
confidence and intelligence. So for a moment, you look, maybe she's not walking so fast this morning. Maybe her tummy hurts and you get a little annoyed. Like, why is my tummy hurting?
Right,
Does that
right.
ever happen to you?
Yes, it happens. It
But
happens. But
then, do you turn it around so quickly?
it takes me, no, I have to notice. Listen, if I keep that thought in my head, I'll feel miserable about myself.
Now you're getting to it. So there's no point in continuing that line of
That
thought.
kind of, where is it going to take me? The end result is. I don't want to be there. I
I
want to
think
be
you made your
there.
point. I think you made your point. So, no, this is, we're making it very simple, but isn't it simple, Sharon? Is this
Is.
simple to do?
Is simple to do. It is simple to do. It's just training your eye. I can look at myself in the mirror and I can see wrinkles. But then I can also see a cute dimple when I smile. I can see wisdom in my eyes. They're smaller than usual because my skin is hanging on them, but I have wisdom. I'm smarter than I was when I had beautiful, white skin. Everything was, but today I could say I'm more confident. I like myself better. A lot of things. And
Again,
so
it's, I think our message is that it's simple, it's doable. We both, Sharon and myself, both made gave you examples. So with that said, Sharon, give us the contact information for yourself, please, my friend.
It's SharonShrieky at gmail.com. SharonShrieky at gmail.com. Love to hear from you.
And bodyawe, bodyawe.com. And there's lots of goodies for you on the site. And look out for my new book that's coming, The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur.
Ooh.
Navigate your style for better business success.
Ooh.
Sharon hasn't seen the script yet, but she'll be the first person, and we'll be talking more about that in later podcasts. So enhance your confidence, enjoy yourself, and have a great day. Sharon, I'll see you again.
Absolutely.